Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman should be back with us in tomorrow's episode. So he's been taking some much needed time off, so super excited to have him back with us so I don't have to talk for 10 minutes straight, which is harder than it sounds. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about the best computer backup solution for security and convenience. So to be clear, we're not talking about website backup, server backup, stuff like that. We have episodes on that. Go to wpgears.com and do a search for backup, and you'll find lots of episodes where we talk about different backup solutions or hosting as backups built in. But today we're talking about your actual computer, your hardware device. It's a little bit different topic. Occasionally we like to talk about things like our hardware setup, you know, what computers we use, tools we use at our desk, what types of desk or chairs we use. A lot of our listeners find that helpful because we've been doing this a while, and so we found things that have made our process easier. And so one of the things that I've been doing for quite a few years now that I think is absolutely the best thing in terms of having a solid backup solution. So basically, it probably doesn't need much explaining, but essentially you want a way to back up your computer. If you're building websites for clients, or you're a blogger, or you're doing e-commerce, whatever, you're going to have sensitive, important files that you don't want to be gone if your website crashes or whatever. And so you need some sort of a solution in place to back it up, so you always will have a level of security if something goes wrong. And so kind of the, I want to say old school method of backing up for security purposes was using an external hard drive. So I remember when I got my first laptop going off to college, my dad got me a external hard drive. And so he'd tell me every day or every couple of days, plug it in, it'll automatically back up. Well, here's the thing, and here's the problem with external hard drives, is if you forget to plug it in, it's not going to back it up. And so that's probably the biggest reason. But additionally, one of the reasons you want to back up is if something goes wrong, say, for example, your house floods, there's a fire, there's a burglary, your computer gets stolen. A lot of times, if any of those things happen, your external hard drive is going to go with it. It's going to get ruined in the flood with your computer. It's going to get ruined in a fire with your computer. It's going to get stolen along with your computer. And so having a hard drive that's right next to your computer, chances are it's not going to work out. Additionally, if you're like me and you have multiple devices, well, you're going to need essentially a different hard drive for each device, or you're going to have to move them in between. I don't even know if you can do that. And so it's just not convenient. And so the solution that I found that to me is the most convenient, it's set it and forget it, it's streamlined, is to use Dropbox or similar service. You can probably do the same with Google Drive. And I save everything within Dropbox. So when you have Dropbox set up on your computer, it creates a Dropbox folder within your folders. So I'm using Mac. So within your Finder, it creates a Dropbox. So what I did is I moved every single folder on my computer within my documents folder. I didn't move any like the system files or app files, but just all of my files or anything I would save, I moved it within that Dropbox folder. So everything that I save gets saved to there. And then what it does is it saves it in that Dropbox folder, and then it will sync it with the cloud, and then it'll sync it with my other computer. So I have a iMac, which is my main computer, but I also have a MacBook that I will take when I'm traveling, if I want to go work at a coffee shop, if I want to go work on the couch or in my backyard. Having a a laptop's super convenient for that, but I don't want to have to be transferring files back and forth. I want everything to be right there at my fingertips, just like it is on my main computer. And so that way, using Dropbox, everything's saved in Dropbox. It's synced to all my devices. It's saved in the cloud. So I can get to it from both of my devices, and it's everything looks the same. Everything's in the same place because it's the same folder. It's just synced between devices. And then if I'm on my phone in the Dropbox app, I can also access those same files as well. And I can, if I needed to, from a different computer, go to Dropbox.com and in within their browser app, be able to go and find those same files as well. So there's so many different uses for it. It's super convenient for multiple devices. It's super safe and secure for a backup solution. So if my computer or both my computers get stolen, fried, whatever, hardware, hard drive failure, everything is safe and securely saved in the cloud on Dropbox servers with their, you know, crazy encryption and, you know, safety, security precautions. And so it works really well. I think I pay $10 a month, or they might have just, actually they just bumped it up by $2 a month. Side note, they did a really good job with that. Haven't raised the prices in quite a few years or ever possibly. And so they finally raised the prices by a couple dollars. But what they did is they doubled storage at the same time. So they gave me twice as much storage, but only raised the price $2. That's a way to do business right there. We'll have to talk about that in a future episode. But yeah, so that is my computer backup solution that I do. It's for security, it's for convenience, and it far outweighs doing anything with an external drive or anything like that. And the cool thing is you might be thinking, well, that's only saving your files. What about things like your apps? Well, all of my apps can be re-downloaded. And so if I need to, I can re-download my apps with tools like Photoshop and other Adobe things. All my settings are saved in Creative Cloud. And so, you know, that's all secure there. My photos, because I'm using Apple, my photos are saved in iCloud. And so I'm not going to lose anything there. All of my mail, my email, it's all saved on Google storage with G Suite and Gmail and all that. So nothing is actually lost if my hard drive fails or my computer gets stolen or anything like that. All the apps, it'll be a little bit inconvenient to go and have to download all the apps again. But I'm not going to permanently lose anything. I have Evernote. Well, Evernote's all saved in the cloud. So yeah, there's really nothing that is going to go wrong if my computer goes down and hard drive gets fried or whatever. Everything is saved in the cloud one way or another, most of it being within Dropbox. So hope that's useful. I find it really cool and I try to recommend it to as many people as possible because I think it's a really great setup. Essentially your local storage is just mirroring whatever you have saved in the cloud. And so it's a really convenient and secure way of setting everything up. So if you have a different form of backing up your files that you want to share, feel free to go to wpgears.com and leave a comment on the episode. It should be episode 562, the best computer backup solution for security and convenience. Hope you found this episode useful. Tune in tomorrow for another awesome WordPress web design or business marketing topic. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.